more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Manhattan. It's 3:06, and you're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, MAGA infighting seems to be gathering steam as Turning Point USA opened its first national conference since the death of Charlie Kirk. Heated words are being exchanged. We will also tell you about job cuts at the VA. All coming up here before 4 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
One of the great Christmas time traditions is the broadcast of a festival of nine lessons and carols from King's College in Cambridge, England. The Christmas Eve service performed by the 30-voice King's College Choir. Join us on KPR the morning of Christmas Eve. A festival of nine lessons and carols Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock. On your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental health is closely linked to overall health and to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Highs around 50 tomorrow. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Emporia, 42 in Atchison. It's 3:20.
PR News.
There's a surprising guest on Pentatonix's new holiday album.
Got my love to keep me warm.
Got my love to keep me warm.
There's a vocal of Frank Sinatra singing that hasn't been heard.
It's not every day you get an opportunity to sing with one of the most iconic vocalists of all time.
Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
What do I care?
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10, on your KPR stations. Start off your Saturday with Weekend Edition Saturday. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre are your hosts.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 3:30.
Most destructive wildfire.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Marla Lukert is stepping down as Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court. She's been on medical leave since October. A native of Goodland, Lukert was the first woman in Kansas to be named Chief Judge for a district court. She was the second woman appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court after Governor Bill Graves selected her in 2002. Lukert says she took her responsibilities very seriously.
I wanted small-town Kansas children, including girls, to see themselves reflected in positions of leadership and to know their voices, their intelligence, and their perseverance matter.
Acting Chief Justice Eric Rosen will assume the role full-time on January 2nd. Lukert says she will continue as a justice until the end of January before retiring from the bench. Governor Laura Kelly will choose her successor. Authorities are investigating after several Kansas schools received threats today. KMBC-TV reports that multiple Catholic schools in Johnson County received threats. Similar threats were also made against schools located in Topeka, Ottawa, and Bucyrus. It appears that mostly parochial schools were targeted. So far, authorities say all of the threats have been unfounded. All the schools were checked and cleared by emergency crews. Police in each area have reported that the threats appear to be false. Investigators say several of the threats came in via voicemail. Shawnee police said one such threat was, quote, automated and referenced a bomb. The U.S. Senate confirmed the U.S. Attorney for Kansas yesterday. Ryan Kriegshauser has served as interim attorney since July after being nominated by President Donald Trump. He now becomes the chief federal law enforcement officer in Kansas for civil and criminal matters. The city of Hayes and the city of Russell again in court defending plans to pipe in water from land owned in another county. The Water Protection Association of Central Kansas, also known as WaterPAC, was formed by a group of farmers to block a plan to pipe water from Edwards County to Hayes and Russell. Charles Lee represented the association before the Kansas Supreme Court this week. He says the water transfer plan would create a dangerous precedent and lead to lower groundwater levels.
It threatens the long-term viability of the aquifer and the property rights of WaterPAC members.
The cities argue irrigators are already causing more water loss, with 95% of water use in the region being for agricultural purposes. The Supreme Court justices will decide whether the association can prevent the already approved plans. And a shortage of propane has led to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly declaring a state of emergency. Propane used to heat about 7% of the homes in Kansas. Delays in the delivery of propane in Kansas and other states have been raising concerns as winter approaches. Kelly's declaration temporarily suspends any regulations that might impede the delivery of propane.
It's All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a terrific way to start off your day with the very latest national, international, and regional headlines. Next week, your local host is Mr. Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half-hour news headlines at 4:01, at 4:06, we are going to have an overview of this past year in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump won re-election in 2024 on a promise to upend Washington. I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure he did that. We will hear from Scott Detrow and Domenico Montanaro, who are in a better position to know. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
45 degrees in Lawrence, 45 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Foundation.org, and from the Doris Duke Foundation.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, a senior aide to the president said he acted like an alcoholic even though he doesn't drink. Well, he said he'd make the government more efficient. Join us for this week's news quiz from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, K. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4 o'clock.
At fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
44 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Emporia, 43 in Atchison. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:39. That's my best guess. We are going to talk about the legacy of John F. Kennedy and the Kennedy Center. John F. Kennedy's advocacy for the arts was designed to live on at the Kennedy Center.
Art is the great Democrat, calling forth creative genius from every sector of society.
Now, as President Trump has added his own name to the building, we'll be taking a closer look at JFK's legacy with the center. Anastasia Tsoulkas has that coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Quick reminder that on Wednesday, Christmas Eve, over in England, we will be hearing the Christmas Eve special festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. You will hear that at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning on KPR One stations. Coming to you from the Chapel of King's College in Cambridge, England, a festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. Again, mark your calendar, Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
The time is 4:20.
Stephen Thompson explains how our music tastes change with the seasons on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming your way in just about another 40 seconds. Stay tuned. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Manhattan, 48 in Emporia. It's 4:30.
Including shares of NVIDIA. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Marla Lugert is stepping down as Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court. She's been on medical leave since October. A native of Goodland, Lugert was the first woman in Kansas to be named a chief judge for a district court. She was the second woman appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court after Governor Bill Graves selected her in 2002. Lugert says she took her responsibilities very seriously.
I wanted small-town Kansas children, including girls, to see themselves reflected in positions of leadership and to know their voices, their intelligence, and their perseverance matter.
Acting Chief Justice Eric Rosen will assume the role full-time on January 2nd. Lugert says she will continue as a justice until the end of January before retiring from the bench. Governor Laura Kelly will choose her successor. The cities of Hayes and Russell are once again in court defending plans to pipe in water from land owned in another county. The Water Protection Association of Central Kansas, or WaterPAC, was formed by a group of farmers to block a plan to pipe water from Edwards County to Hayes and Russell. Charles Lee represented the association before the Kansas Supreme Court this week. He says the water transfer plan would create a dangerous precedent and lead to lower groundwater levels.
It threatens the long-term viability of the aquifer and the property rights of WaterPAC members.
The cities argue irrigators are already causing water loss, with 95% of water use in the region being for agricultural purposes. The justices will decide whether the association can prevent the plans, which have already been approved. Tens of millions of Christmas trees are cut and sold in the U.S. each year. A small but increasing number of consumers are looking to keep the holiday magic growing by purchasing a Christmas tree they can replant in the spring. Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports.
Dave Tubin started selling living Christmas trees by accident at his plant nursery in southwestern Wisconsin. He had a dozen leftover spruce from the landscaping season, and he was surprised when customers tried to buy the 5-foot potted trees instead of the cut ones he had available.
As the demand continued to grow for it, we just kept bringing them in. And this year we have probably the most live trees that we've ever had.
The idea of a living Christmas tree has been around for at least 2 decades. They're a niche product for the industry, only making up a small percentage of sales each winter. But some tree sellers say they're seeing more interest from buyers who are looking to beautify their property or help the environment by planting their tree. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 50. We're expecting a high in the upper 40s for Sunday. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:35.
You want to know what's going on in the world, not just the politics and breaking news, but the music, the art, the culture. Morning Edition from NPR News is here for all of it.
That is Miley Cyrus keeping the world on its toes. The new album.
That's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. They are in a new production.
Well, Lin-Manuel Miranda, thanks for the time and congratulations on 10 years.
Start your weekday mornings with us and catch conversations you might not expect.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Next week, your local host is Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then at 5:06, two major murder cases in New England converged with news that the suspect in both cases is dead. The link between Brown University killings and a killing at MIT coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly sunny, highs around 50. Lows in the upper 20s tomorrow night, highs in the 40s on Sunday. Monday, we're expecting a high in the upper 50s. Tuesday, we're expecting a high in the lower 60s.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. This is KPR.
It's all things,
including application at progressive.com/careers. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in 60 seconds. The time is 5 o'clock.
For a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into education, arts, and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
43 degrees in Lawrence, 40 in Atchison, 49 in Chanute. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, the VA secretary says that department is going to trim at least 25,000 currently vacant positions from the rolls. That's after about the same number have already left the VA this year. We will also check in with central casting. You might have heard it referred to in jokes and in films, and it just seems like a thing that's always been there. Well, it's been around for 100 years, and we are going to talk about it coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Film Music Friday, and tonight it's our annual big Christmas movie music extravaganza. Among the films we are highlighting tonight, classics like Miracle on 34th Street, The Bishop's Wife, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host. It's Film Music Friday, Christmas style, tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs around 50. Tomorrow, it's 43 degrees in Topeka and 44 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
This is NPR News.
There's a surprising guest on Pentatonix's new holiday album.
Got my love to keep me warm.
Got my love to keep me warm.
There's a vocal of Frank Sinatra singing that hasn't been heard.
It's not every day you get an opportunity to sing with one of the most iconic vocalists of all time.
Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
What do I care?
Tune in tomorrow, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
I'm Kelly Kenoyer.
Stocks finished the trading week higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Marla Lukert is stepping down as Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court. She's been on medical leave since October. A native of Goodland, Lukert was the first woman in Kansas to be named a chief judge for a district court. She was the second woman appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court after Governor Bill Graves selected her in 2002. Lukert said she has always taken her responsibilities very seriously.
I wanted small-town Kansas children, including girls, to see themselves reflected in positions of leadership and to know their voices, their intelligence, and their perseverance matter.
Acting Chief Justice Eric Rosen will assume the role full-time on January 2nd. Lukert says she will continue as a justice until the end of January before retiring from the bench. Governor Laura Kelly will choose her successor. The U.S. Senate confirmed the U.S. Attorney for Kansas yesterday. Ryan Kriegshauser has served as interim attorney since July after being nominated by President Donald Trump. He now becomes the chief federal law enforcement officer in Kansas for civil and criminal matters. The office has attorneys and support staff in Wichita, Topeka, and Kansas City. Tens of millions of Christmas trees are cut and sold in the U.S. each year. A small but increasing number of consumers are looking to keep the holiday magic growing by purchasing a Christmas tree they can replant in the spring. Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwan tells us about it.
Dave Tubin started selling living Christmas trees by accident at his plant nursery in southwestern Wisconsin. He had a dozen leftover spruce from the landscaping season, and he was surprised when customers tried to buy the 5-foot potted trees instead of the cut ones he had available.
As the demand continued to grow for it, we just kept bringing them in. And this year we have probably the most live trees that we've ever had.
The idea of a living Christmas tree has been around for at least 2 decades. They're a niche product for the industry, only making up a small percentage of sales each winter. But some tree sellers say they're seeing more interest from buyers who are looking to beautify their property or help the environment by planting their tree. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high around 50. Lows in the upper 20s tomorrow night. As of right now, we're expecting a very warm Christmas day. It's 5:35.
For NPR, comes from this station.
No, with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We simulcast it. You can hear it on both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Lots of other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. So have another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered still to come this evening. At 6:01, an update of news headlines. At 6:06, we'll have an overview of this past year in Washington, D.C. We will also, before we get to 6:30, tell you what we know at this point about the release of the Epstein files, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
43 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Emporia, 46 in Abilene. It is 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
By the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, a senior aide to the president said he acted like an alcoholic even though he doesn't drink. Well, he said he'd make the government more efficient. Join us for this week's news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 40 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.